News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. In a setback for Bengal's ruling Trinamool Congress, the Calcutta High Court refused interim bail to three of its legislators, including two ministers, Firhad Hakim and Shubrata Mukherjee, in the Narda-dusting operation case in which they were arrested on May 17 by the CBI. The court adjourned the case till Thursday. Besides Hakim and Mukherjee, TMC MLA Madan Mitra and former Kolkata Mayor Shobhan Chatterjee, who had switched over to the BJP and then quit the party before the assembly elections and arrested in the case, will continue to remain in judicial custody. The petition of the CBI seeking transfer of trial in the case and the recalling application filed by the four leaders on the High Court stay order on the bail granted by a CBI court on Monday will be further heard by the division bench comprising Acting Chief Justice Rajesh Bindal and Justice Arijit Banerjee on Thursday. The High Court on Monday night stayed the lower court's decision to grant bail to the four leaders arrested and charge-sheeted by the CBI in the Narda-dusting case. The division bench had said that it deemed it appropriate to stay the special court's order and direct that the accused person shall be treated to be in judicial custody till further orders. The four leaders were arrested on Monday morning from their residences in the city in connection with the Narda-dusting case that is being investigated by the CBI on an order by the High Court. At present, all the four leaders are undergoing treatment for various health complications at the hospital inside Presidency Correctional Centre and SSKM College and Hospital. CPIM veteran Pinarayi Vijayan, who led the Left Democratic Front to an unprecedented consecutive victory in the April 6 assembly polls, on Thursday took oath as Chief Minister of Kerala for the second time, along with 20 ministers. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered the oath of office to 77-year-old Vijayan and ministers in a low-key function at the Central Stadium, which was held completely in accordance with the pandemic protocol. While 15 ministers, including the Chief Minister, took oath in the name of the Indian Constitution, 5 took it in the name of God. Representative of the Indian National League in the CPIM-led ministry, Ahmed Devar Kovil, took oath in the name of Allah. The ceremony began after the governor reached the venue at 3:30 p.m. and concluded at 4:50 p.m. Congratulating Vijayan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted, "Congratulations to Sri Vijayan Pinarayi on taking oath as CM and commencing his second term in office. It is the Marxist veteran's second stint in the top office. Opposition Congress UDF leaders skipped the function in view of the health crisis." Ahead of the swearing-in, senior Congress leader Ramesh Chennitala telephoned Vijayan to congratulate him over the formation of the new ministry. He informed Vijayan that the UDF representatives will watch the ceremony virtually. The Kerala High Court on Wednesday directed the government to restrict the number of participants at the function in view of the pandemic. CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury, senior party Politburo members, CPI State Secretary Kanam Rajendran and leaders of various religious and caste organizations attended the function. Besides LDF workers, family members of MLAs also watched the function on TV, considering the court directive that the ceremony can be viewed from the residence of the respective MLAs. An online musical fete featuring 54 singers chronicling Kerala's achievements during the rule of various left governments in the state since its formation greeted the dignitaries at the venue. Noted singers including K.J. Yesudas, Hariharan, Shankar Mahadevan, Amjad Ali Khan, P. Jayachandran, K.S. Chitra, Sujata and M.G. Shrikumar, besides music composer A.R. Rahman and actor Mohanlal, participated in the program titled Nava Kerala Geetanjali. A low-pressure area set to form over east-central Bay of Bengal on May 22 is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm and strike the Orisha-West Bengal coast on May 26, the Met Department said on Thursday, sparking fears of another Amphan-like catastrophe. Regional Met Director G.K. Das said several places in Bengal are likely to experience light to moderate rainfall from May 25, and isolated areas may encounter heavy showers. The intensity of the rainfall may gradually increase, especially in the Gangetic belts. The Met Department has also warned of rough to very rough sea conditions. Fishermen in West Bengal have been advised against venturing into the sea for a few days from May 23. Those who are out with trawlers have been requested to return to the shore in the next 2 days. The Indian Coast Guard said it is closely monitoring the developments on the Bay of Bengal and has initiated preventive measures. Coast Guard Dornier aircraft and ships are intimating the fishermen operating close to the shore and those at sea about the formation of a cyclonic storm over Odisha West Bengal coast and directing them to return back to the harbour safely, an ICG official said. He said that radar stations at the ICG in West Bengal and Odisha have also started transmitting weather warnings at regular intervals, both in English and in vernacular language. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet has approved a unilateral ceasefire to halt an 11-day military operation in the Gaza Strip, Israeli media said late on Thursday. The decision came after heavy U.S. pressure to halt the offensive. Multiple reports said the ceasefire was to go into effect at 2 a.m. local time, just over 3 hours after the decision. Since fighting broke out on May 10, Israel has launched hundreds of airstrikes that it says have targeted Hamas's infrastructure, including a vast tunnel network. Hamas and other militant groups embedded in residential areas have fired over 4,000 rockets at Israeli cities, with hundreds falling short and most of the rest intercepted. At least 230 Palestinians have been killed, according to Gaza health officials, while 12 people in Israel have died. A BBC journalist used deceitful behavior to secure an explosive interview with Princess Diana in 1995 in a serious breach of the broadcaster's guidelines, according to investigation findings published on Thursday. The BBC appointed a retired senior judge in November to lead the investigation after Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, made renewed complaints that journalist Martin Bashir used false documents and other dishonest tactics to persuade Diana to agree to the interview. Spencer alleged Bashir showed him forged bank documents relating to his sister's former private secretary and another former royal household member that falsely suggested the individuals were being paid for keeping the princess under surveillance. He accused Bashir of using the documents to gain his trust so he would introduce Diana to the journalist. He also alleged that Bashir made up stories about the royal family to strengthen Diana's belief that there was a conspiracy against her. The investigation criticized the BBC for falling short during its own probe into the matter 2 decades ago of the high standards of integrity and transparency, which are its hallmark. The BBC's chairman, Richard Sharp, said the corporation accepts the investigation's findings, adding there were unacceptable failures. Bashir, who was the BBC News religion editor, left the corporation last week on health grounds. In a statement, he said he deeply regretted faking the bank statements, calling it a stupid thing to do. But he added that he felt it had no bearing whatsoever on the personal choice by Princess Diana to take part in the interview. Diana famously said in the interview that there were three of us in this marriage, referring to Prince Charles's relationship with Camilla Parker Bowles. Her candid account of her failing marriage with Charles was watched by millions of people and sent shockwaves through the monarchy. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.